My name is Martin Arno, a professor of plant protection, Imo State University, Nigeria. We worked on taro leaf blight disease. Taro, popularly called in other regions in my area, is cocoyam. It's a crop plant cultivated mainly by women. This disease, leaf blight, devastates the crop, making it unaffordable. We tried a way it can be controlled. Control measures available in the country include cultural practices, chemical methods, by the use of copper-related some formulations, sulfur or zinc. But these materials, most of them heavy metals, they are inimical to the environment. Because of the importance of this crop, it's a staple food eaten by almost all of us. It's almost called the women's crop. Mainly it is cultivated by the women, and it provides source of income for them. But this leaf blight is a problem to it. By the right is the diseased plant, by the left is the taro, the heady one. So we say that the existing control have been tried. The use of a chemical is not very conducive to my environment. So we tried how can we protect the environment and as well as encourage the cultivation of the crop. That made us now go into using some microorganisms to attack the disease in the name of a biological control. So, this is the... So the objective now is to identify which organisms that can be used to attack the other organism that is now the pathogen. So that made us now to go into using compost material, farmyard material, which we composted for 90 days, 3 months. After which we isolated the organisms, fungi and the bacteria or related organisms. The isolation now we tried on the prepared pure culture of Phytophthora colocasia, which is a pathogen that causes the leaf blight disease. These are the methods we employed. We created some cultures in which we now introduce the pathogen, the isolates from the farmyard manure. The isolates, we got some bacteria, we got some fungi, which we now tried as a control agent on the Phytophthora colocasia, after which we got the following results. In the name of bacterial organisms, we isolated the Pseudomonas species, Escherichia coli, Bacillus. The number of colonies isolated are indicated. Then Staphylococcus aureus. In the fungi organisms, we also isolated the penicillin, Trichoderma viridi, Aspergillus fusarium, and Mucor. So these organisms we are now applied on the prepared culture of the Phytophthora colocasia. And for the fungus, we left them for 4 to 5 days, but for the bacteria, it was left for 48 hours. After the period, it was evaluated for possible antagonism of the isolates tried on the Phytophthora colocasia, whether there is any possible region of growth inhibition. So we were able to observe that for the bacteria organisms, the Pseudomonas was able to give us 43.16 millimeter region of growth inhibition, followed by Bacillus. As stated there, Escherichia gave 19, Staphylococcus 17.33. In the area of fungi antagonists, we observed that Penicillium was able to give an area of growth inhibition of 46.16 millimeter, Aspergillus 42.66, Trichoderma 25.16, then Fusarium in that order. It was after this we now suspected that these organisms can be used against the Phytophthora colocasia, which is the devastating pathogen of the cocoyam in my area. This was tried in the laboratory, and we intend to further push it to the field to see how this a certain result will behave in the field. And if we get a reasonable outcome, as we have seen in the laboratory, then we can be sure that we have achieved some bit of biological control over this Phytophthora colocasia. I'm sorry for those who may not get my presentation due to my accent, but I came from Nigeria. I thank you for listening to the presentation. I'm going to expect questions. From your questions, I may give further clarification on what is not presented on the board. Thank you.
What are you currently using to control the disease with?
So,
applying a fungicide? Are there?
Yeah, as a biological agent, it provides sort of a parasite on the pathogen attacking the cocoyam. We are advocating if our field trial succeeds as we have it in the laboratory, the chemical industries can formulate them into sprayable solutions. One, it saves the environment. In my area, the area this cocoyam is planted is a rainforest area where we get rain every day. If we continue pouring the synthetic chemicals in the farm, the runoff will be a dangerous scenario to the environment. So that's why we embark on getting something that will be environmentally friendly, at the same time giving us protection against the devastating disease. Because cocoyam is an important crop to us, next to yam and cassava. And recently, it's been recommended for those suffering from diabetes because its own carbohydrate is more tolerated by diabetic patients than cassava and yam. And it contains more protein than the other starchy foods, yam or cassava. Yes, sir.
For the Bacillus isolates that you looked at, what species
the
species. The species.
Okay, we got the those bacteria and the fungi species. We didn't go further to perhaps isolate the particular strains involved. Perhaps that will call for further research to get the particular Pseudomonas and the particular Penicillium involved in the, and that will help in now trying to get a pure organism, which when now you formulate, you say, yes, this is actually the organism that it will do the job you want.
Any other questions?